Yes, it's Wednesday, May 8th. The Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you, wherever and however you are listening. And it is great to have Dean Bulldog Richie for the full 3.5 hours this morning. We've got Champions League on. Racing, the fields come out for Saturday today. Lots of rugby league news and the teams out. Some big names returning at the two proud Sydney clubs, great rivals, Souths and the Roosters. Latrell Mitchell back for the money. Spencer Lenu back from that mammoth suspension for the Chookies as well. How are you, Doggy? What's doing?
Yeah, good morning, Mido. Good morning, Loz. Good morning, everybody. Always good to be in here for the full show. Tell you what, though, that alarm does buzz. Sounds like a jackhammer, doesn't it? At about 5:45. I live pretty close to the studio.
5:45.
So I'm not sounds too bad. You guys are a bit further away.
5:45 would be a good time to get up.
Mm.
It's not even 5:45.
A 5:45, rather. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, five. Yeah.
No.
Do you ever get used to it?
No.
Do you get used to it, Mido?
No. And hence, we don't talk when we first arrived at.
Right, okay. Well, I was very well behaved this morning.
You left
I just
us alone.
Went and got my coffee. I thought.
I waited at the lights too for you.
Actually, so did I. Desperately hoping you were going to come up behind me, but nothing.
I was waiting and waiting, and then I saw no.
Oh, that's right. It was last
no
time.
No car coming up, so then I had to go.
Childish.
Missed you, mate.
Childish. But no, it's always good to be here.
What's
plenty of league news, isn't
what's
it?
What's happening in the rugby league world, Dean?
Well, I reckon the
where's mail, Fifita going?
Well, the mail round 10, Loz, it could be done as early as today at Penrith. I'd be a bit surprised if it was so quick. But that's how it goes these days. Bang, crash. I did a couple of paragraphs in the paper this morning. Is it ideal, though? Gold Coast are playing a game.
It's rubbish.
Thursday.
The system's crap.
And here we got a bloke's down here in Sydney parading around. It's not the club's fault. It's not the pursuer's fault. It's not the manager's fault. It's not the player's fault. But it's hardly ideal, is it? If you were the Gold Coast, you'd be saying, you know, this is not what we really want.
Oh well, they could have left it. They didn't have to put the clauses in the
contract. They didn't. True. They didn't.
You know, they could have just said, like everyone else, you've got the end of the year. You've still got what? You know, they could have said, you know, at the end of the year, you've got 12 months to make up your mind. November, you're a free agent like everyone else.
But there's got to be a cleaner way, Laurie, to go through your negotiations.
Yeah, but we've had these discussions for a long time. I think no one likes it, but can we come up with a system that people see as better than what it is now? I don't know.
It seems like these clauses are always with clubs who are struggling, aren't they?
That's to get them there in the first place. You have to
buckle
a bit in negotiations to get the big gun.
So agents have got these clubs against the wall, haven't they, in these negotiations with these bigger players. And here we are.
I always love how the agents get blamed, but you can't tell me the player.
Oh, I'm not blaming anybody.
Hasn't been told by the agent, these are the options. And
Absolutely.
The player goes, that option sounds great to me.
No one's...
And the agent is doing the best
he's doing
for the
wrong.
Player. So he's doing nothing wrong.
Correct.
But we always tend to always say the agent.
It's just
dirty on the agent. Well, no, you're paying the agent, and the agent's job is to get the offers, whether they've got clauses or not, present it to the player, and then the player makes the decision.
If you're in the dressing room before the game as a Titan this weekend, Laurie, they're playing the Cowboys, would you question David Fifita's commitment to you on that day and in that game?
No.
Given you know he's going somewhere else.
No.
You know he's come to Sydney.
No, I think it happens.
You know he's looking elsewhere and you know his mind is clouded.
No, I think it happens. I think we've just got to accept that it happens in today's environment. And that was the environment that was created by allowing him to have clauses put in his contract after round 10. If it was like everyone else, it would have been in November when he would have been able to get around and speak to other clubs. You know, that's the roll of the dice the Titans made when they elected to sign him. And now it's there. What can anyone do about it? He's allowed to do it. There's no issue there. The NRL have allowed them to put that clause in. I know Titan supporters would be unhappy, and I know everyone's not happy with the system how it is. And I don't think any of us like seeing players change clubs or decide to change clubs at this point in time, but what can they do? If the rules are the rules and they're playing by the rules, it's play on.
If Fifita does go, it frees up a lot of money up there at Robina. you would think, Laurie, that that money would go toward a potential halfback because they are in desperate need of a seven. And does that make Jerome Hughes in Melbourne become a prime candidate?
Oh, I think I said yesterday, that's what it exactly does. It allows them to free up their salary cap. And with the forward pack they have got, I think it's a little bit out of whack with the amount of money they're playing certain players. So using David Fifita's money, you've got Tanner Boyd, you've got Kieran Foran as your halves. Kieran's not going to be there for much longer. So they desperately in need of a halfback. So if there's one on the market, you could use that money to go and chase him. And Jerome uses what? Off at the end of 25? Perfect target.
Begs the question again, I posed it yesterday, Doggy. NRL on the Gold Coast, just professional sport on the Gold Coast. And like, I was thinking when Loza said Titan supporters, how many are there? I mean, we all know people on the Gold Coast. I don't know one person who lives on the Gold Coast who goes for the Titans of all the people I know who live there. You know, it's a very transient area, as we know. I mean, this side has really not struck a blow since its inception. Let's be honest. It made one prelim final early days.
I think Carney got him there, didn't he?
Nothing.
Yeah, Cartwright got him there in 07, around there, 08.
Yeah.
But since then, yeah, it hasn't been a great record. And this is another rebrand, isn't it? Essentially, we've had the... Seagulls, we've had the Gladiators, Giants. We've had the Giants. We've gone through all the names, all the eras, and not one of them have been successful. Mm. I still think there's a place on the Gold Coast for
rugby league area.
You've got to have
that.
A franchise up there.
Otherwise, you're handing it to AFL.
You've got to have a franchise up there, and it's a fast-growing area as well.
Good facilities for the rugby league. They've got a great ground up there. I mean, everything is in order for them to be successful, except on field. We have seen some green shoots in recent weeks. I think the last three games, they've really dug in. So I think good times do lie ahead for Dez. But right here, right now, they've won one game.
Yeah, and it's not the end of the world if they lose David Fifita. I think they can recover from that. Yes, we would have loved to have seen them have more success. But you look at the Gold Coast Suns. The Gold Coast Suns have been up there, what, how long now?
Yeah, well, 12 years. Haven't made the finals.
Haven't made the finals. And they have been given priority by the AFL, priority picks, and been well looked after in terms of making them successful. So I don't know whether it's the area, but I would say that the Titans have been more successful in their short period of time than the Gold Coast Suns. And they haven't been being looked after as much as what the Suns have been looked after.
Dare I say there's a bit, I'm just thinking of a couple of mates, they live at Currumbin. Like, they never go to Broadbeach. Is there a bit of that about it? I don't know. Like,
you look.
I'm thinking of they had an NBL team up there which failed as well.
Yeah,
like,
but
the Gold Coast Suns don't get big crowds either.
No, but look in Sydney that midday. Like, a lot of people don't travel. Hmm. Like, if you're a Manly supporter, like, you're not travelling to a lot of away games. If you're a... I don't know people on the north side that don't even travel to the east.
That's you.
And you don't know, I know people on the east that don't travel to the north.
Oh, yeah. No. Going and that's just the Spit Bridge.
Yeah,
please.
I don't know. It's just, but if the game's in your area, you'll go and support it.
But that area is their area.
Yeah, but sometimes.
They don't have to go too far.
No, I know.
To get to their
but
game.
But they're not rusted on Titans fans.
They're not.
But so what I'm saying is, if you're not a rusted on Titans fan, what hope have you got to travel?
Why aren't they rusted on? Why aren't they
because
supporting
their
team?
Well, they followed a team
exactly
before the Titans come in.
That's exactly right.
So that's what
happens.
But if
you're good enough at marketing and results and facilities, you should have been able to drag those fans.
Well, you drag the kids. That's where you
I mean, look
start.
At the Broncos. Every one of those fans would have had a Sydney team before they came in. They managed to get them across to the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, but that was a big area, Bulldog. You know what it's like. That was their own then. That was Brisbane. They had nothing before that. All they could hang their hat on was State of Origin, which they love to still hang their hat on. But they were crying out for a rugby league team of their own. So they're different circumstances, bigger population, and more of a rugby league town. The Gold Coast, I don't know, there'd be a lot of Victorians up there.
There is.
There'd be a lot of
Especially
Victorians
after
up there.
COVID.
And the AFL would be spending a lot of money trying to convert AFL supporters into Gold Coast Sun supporters. It's not happening.
I think, Loz, we're making excuses for a club that hasn't been able to secure the percentage of the market that they should be getting. It's a big rugby league area. It always has been.
A lot of things to do there, Bulldog.
There are a lot of things to do there. But again, if you are presenting the right options to your fans, they will come to the game. We are just saying, okay, well, you can go to the beach, you can do this. That's fine, but yeah, again, we're making excuses because they haven't been able to secure the market.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. But what I would say, the AFL are doing it as well. They haven't secured the market. It's one of those places that I think is going to be very difficult.
But it's rugby league heartland. It's not AFL heartland.
Yeah, but I don't.
They've parachuted in there.
Yeah, they have. They have. And yeah, rugby league might be strong, Bulldog, but everyone grows up as a surf culture up there. Mm. And the weather is a lot better up there than what it is down here. So if you've got options, mate, the football's probably second or third option.
Well, it's not the number, the case, number then one option. We shouldn't be there.
Well, why not?
If you're saying that rugby league is third or fourth, then should we go somewhere else?
Well, no, I just think there's other options that people want to do. There's not rusted on rugby league Titan supporters up there. You've got people that will support the Titans, and the Titans are their second team, but they're not passionately linked to the Titans or the Gold Coast Suns.
Well, that's on the Gold Coast club to me. If you're right, Loz, and I'm not saying you're not.
I'm not. I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but that's
on the Gold Coast
me.
Over multiple generations and multiple rebrands that they still haven't been able to get the market.
Yeah, but it's all sport. All sport on the Gold Coast. So I'm assuming that's the reason why.
But rugby league's number one. The rest fall in under them.
Yeah,
so
exactly
they
right.
If they're number one, you should have your percentage of the market.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, I think they would have a bigger share of the market than any other sporting team.
Couple of texts on this. The Gold Coast is the Bermuda Triangle for sporting teams. No franchise in any sport have enjoyed any success. NRL, AFL, soccer, basketball. Oh, yeah, soccer. Who could remember? Forget the Gold Coast United situation when Clyde Palmer had the show up there. That was he ended up, closing the stadium to spectators at one point. Take some games there, but base teams where there is a chance of traditional support, says Norm from Curry. Regarding the Titans, they need to consider the times they play their games and the infrastructure around it. Tricky to park and public transport to get to and from it, plus distractions around it and sport in general, says Matt at Brisbane. 70% of the Gold Coast population is from New South Wales, Victoria and New Zealand. We all have our own team we support. Go the Sharks, says Andy from Tweed Heads. Morning, boys. Would you prefer to sit at Currumbin Surf Club and watch the footy or go and sit in traffic and get ripped off at the ground, says Fitzy. I've left the Gold Coast nearly all of my 60 years after the failure of Giants, Seagulls, Chargers. Makes it a bit hard to follow a local team, which I tried. Since COVID, the Gold Coast is full of New South Wales and Victorians who have their own teams they already follow, says Brat. So there you go. There's a little cross-section of the why. What's going on there at the Gold Coast. Yeah, a lot of takes on the Gold Coast continuing from someone who lives on the Gold Coast. An NRL team will never work up here. It is very hard to get people to work consistently. If the surf is up, you cannot find a tradie for love nor money. It's a holiday lifestyle. Most players fall into that lifestyle very easily, says Darren. Gee, can we move this show to the Gold Coast?
See, Darren lives there and I don't, so I'm not going to question him. But if you're a professional player and you're on big money, that holiday lifestyle, it shouldn't matter. You are a professional sportsman. All those surrounding distractions shouldn't get into your brain. You should be a football player.
Yeah. And what are you saying they're not? Darren's saying they're not.
But yeah, but he's saying the holiday lifestyle.
Yeah, the players fall into it. No, I disagree with
that. But they should be able to distance themselves from their surroundings and play football.
I don't see that as a distraction. For me, when I look at the players, I think they put in, but they're just not good enough. They're not good enough at the moment, but they're showing their ability. Over the last sort of month, I think they've improved out of sight.
While we're on this, back page of the Courier Mail in Queensland today, make him an offer he can't refuse is the headline there in regards to Jerome Hughes with the money they're going to have free. We've already discussed he is the obvious, isn't he, Bulldog? I'm just trying to think of other top halves on the market, which is limited because they're all getting sewn up. But he's probably the one, isn't he? I'm just checking what he's under contract.
The mail I get is that he will go, whether my mail's right or not. And I know Melbourne Storm have commenced negotiations, and Craig Bellamy and Frank Panisi are very persuasive, and it's a great system, and they'll always be successful down there with that spine. But there is a bit of mail around that he does want to move on from Melbourne. So
and he's under contract for 26.
To where he ends up. Mm.
20. So he's still got two more years after this year, though. So he would have to...
Well, they can't. They'd have to give him permission to negotiate. He can't negotiate at the moment if he's under contract at 26.
And Melbourne, as we know, have been very reluctant to give anyone any early release. They do have Jonah Pezza, though, there, though. I know he's done his, ACL this year, though. But, yeah, he's under contract till 2026.
Yeah, well, they can't talk to him. Yeah. Not unless he gets permission to talk. But if I've got him under contract, there's no way in the world I'm saying, mate, go and talk to the Titans. Not at this stage.
What's a contract worth these days, Loz?
Well, the Melbourne Storm, it's been worth something.
Nothing. It's not. What's the point of signing these deals?
Well, here you are saying, what's a contract worth? Just let them go. And you were talking about how you don't like it.
I don't like it at
all. 5 minutes ago, you were saying it's got to stop.
I don't like it.
And now you've changed your tune.
No, I haven't. I'm just saying
what
that if he signed till 2026, he wants to go, yeah. They'll probably say, go and test the market.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And you're saying, well, what's a contract worth? 10 minutes
Bugger
ago,
all it's worth.
10 minutes ago, you're arguing in the defence of the game, saying they've got to change it. This rule sucks. You don't like it.
I don't like the rule that says or allows players to start negotiating and flying to Sydney, if you live on the Gold Coast, 3 days out from a football game.
Right. Well, I'll give you this, all right? That's part of his deal. He's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
All right. Jerome Hughes is on contract, yet you're saying, well, what's a contract worth?
Well, do you not think if Jerome Hughes goes to Melbourne and says, I want to go to
Well, why are you so passionately into Fifita and yet... Here you are with Jerome Hughes saying, oh, what's a contract worth? Let him go and talk.
No, I didn't say that. I was saying that the player seems to have the upper hand when it comes to negotiations.
You've changed your tune.
Whenever they go to a club and say, can I look at other options? Generally, the club says yes.
So you're happy for that?
No, I'm not happy with that. No. But I'm saying generally, what is a contract worth these days? How many contracts have been honoured in the last 10 years? Or dishonoured? Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
But less at the Melbourne Storm than any other club.
Probably so. Probably so. But if Jerome says, I want to go to Queensland to live, my missus wants to go, what's the inevitable conclusion? He will probably win, as most players
do. Well, Ben Hunt didn't win.
Correct. Ben Hunt was talked around. Good call. But generally speaking, they do win.
I think he walked in today and Loz just went, I'm going to take him today. I'm taking him. Right. Run at me.
In ad break, I will run at him.
Also, on the back page of the Courier Mail, big racing story, Blood Money. Queensland Racing Authority is facing a monster payout after landmark Supreme Court ruling. This has been going on since 2020 with Alligator Blood when it was stripped of the Magic Millions three-year-old Guineas. And its owner, Califalona, Alan Andres has won in the Supreme Court there, and 11-11 ended up being handed the race. And Racing Queensland have previously said they won't take the prize money off the 11-11 owners. So it looks like it'll be double payout after this ruling. So Racing Queensland have said they're going to ponder it for a couple of days, whether they'll appeal or not. But
that's
this
a big
has been
decision,
going on.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it has. Certainly has. So that's the back page of the Grew Mail. Also, the back page of the Daily Telegraph today, Magic Act, Bennett Bunnies meet to make deals. So Wayne Bennett, this report from Peter Bedell saying that he will meet with South's bosses during Magic Round. It is expected to be a three-year deal that is tabled.
Yeah, I'm surprised it would take until Magic Round to secure Wayne. You don't need to meet face-to-face these days. It doesn't really... matter. They can sign a bloke from Timbuktu in 3 minutes. So I don't know why it would wait till Magic Round. It wouldn't surprise me if a deal's done a little bit sooner. Some suggestions last week that the three-year deal was worth about 2.5 for Bennett, but I got
there were
a phone
some
call.
Suggestions too that was a five-year deal.
There was a discussion around the potential of a five-year deal, but I got a phone call from a very well-placed source saying he's on more than $800,000 a year. Bennett wouldn't come down for that. Mm. It's more like 1.2, and that's fair too. That's probably the pay bracket that Bennett should be in. So I think if it is a three-year deal, I think we're looking more at around 3.6 million than 2.5. Nothing?
I agree. It's 6 o'clock.